are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I'm Dina Martinez.
I'm Greg Potter.
And we are really excited. Today, we're going to also have... Oh, what's going on? We're going to also have Max from Max and Friends on Channel 2 joining us.
Is he already there?
I don't hear him yet, so he's not here yet, but he's coming. So we're going to have him on air the whole time, and on the second hour, we'll be on this on both channels, so you guys can enjoy us.
Do you hear that?
Am I hearing somebody? And I should.
Hi, Dina.
Hi, Greg.
Oh, my gosh. Can you hear me? It's even worse now that I've got the headphones on. No, my nostrils.
Fine. Oh, your nostrils. So, guys, bless his heart. Greg's been sick with these little tiny nostrils.
Yeah, if you never met me before, I have the tiniest nostrils in the world, and the like the it'll even the little bit of congestion that can come on, I sound like Ethel, an old lady named Ethel. That's what.
Hi, Ethel. It's Max.
Hey,
hi, Max.
Happy New Year, Max.
Happy New Year, you two. 2010.
Right.
2010.
Can you believe it?
What is this shit with everyone saying 2010 and now it's 2010?
It's easier to say 2010.
I didn't realize it was such a pickle or a debacle. Not really a pickle.
A pickle, a debacle.
Would you like a pickle?
I love pickles.
Oh, we're starting that already? We've been on the air for 3 minutes. Not even.
Well,
they know what to
hostage.
They know what to expect from us.
Unless they've never heard us before, then they're in trouble. So
how's it going, Mr. Max?
Everything's going well. It's been, you know, winding up the new year already. It's like, here we go. Everyone, this year I think has a lot of hype going on with it. What do you guys feel?
Oh, I thought you said winding up the new year, and I'm like,
we are. We're like, winding it up.
Like a pitcher winds up. I'm doing a sports analogy, and I'm not even a sports person.
I was considering like winding up as in like ending it. And I was like, it just began.
We're winding it up.
Ooh, honey.
All right,
I'm a little right too gay for this one.
The thing with me. I hope for better every year, but this year I'm just like, I'm making better. And so already it's been an amazing year already for me. And I'm just really excited about the possibilities that, are coming up for us, especially after coming off of such a tough, you know, past couple of years and things being so hard financially for everyone and the, you know, government, before on the rest of the decade being so Bush ran, and then all of a sudden now we have Obama, and you know, I feel like things are finally looking up for me, and I'm really excited and optimistic about what's happening.
And your
already
tits.
And I'm getting my boobs this year.
What size are you doing?
Probably a double D.
Always go bigger because you can go smaller,
girl. Trust me.
Do you know what I mean?
She's got a little air compressor part where she can blow them up or let them out a little bit.
I push a button, they increase.
Oh, it's like a life vest.
Now who pushes who pumps her up?
I am not taking
right
that
now
job.
There ain't nobody pumping me up, which is so sad.
She did have an experience over Christmas break though, but that maybe she doesn't want to talk about on air.
But how do you know about it?
Because I'm Greg Potter. I know everything about Dina.
Oh, unfortunately. Dina, does he know everything about you?
He knows almost everything. It's pretty scary, huh?
But almost isn't everything. So is there anything you want to share with him that he doesn't know?
No, today, no.
Today is the day. Today is the day. So bring it on the table.
I'm going to hold that for a night when we've had a lot of vodka therapy.
Well, you know, I have my own vodka, so.
I heard this.
Yes, we need to talk. We need to talk because I would like your vodka to be a sponsor for something I have coming up. But anyway, right. That's neither near nor there. Now,
Neither near nor there.
I need some more medication, apparently. Seriously.
So how are you feeling about this year, Max?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. I'm feeling that this year is going to be very... Well, you know, I had this Maria Papapetros, our psychic, on.
Yes, I was.
She's on my show all the time. And Maria has told me that this year, for not only for me, but also for LA Talk Radio and for all of us in general, that it's going to be a good year if we've got to work it out ourselves. But she said it's going to be a very positive year. So I'm looking forward to 2010.
I agree with Maria.
You know, she came on the show right before New Year's and was giving her psychic evaluation for 2010 and sees a lot of great things happening and also a huge storm coming. It was a great show. A huge storm is coming up, but I think this is going to be a good year. So
I definitely do too. And I was listening to the show and it was very inspiring for me. And I'm really excited. I look forward to actually, instead of waiting for things to happen, actually seizing them and making them happen this year. So
I agree. When I spoke to Maria about the year, you know, it's not just the year, it's every day. Because, mm-hmm. you know, people are like, I'm looking forward to 2010. I'm like, you might not even make it to 2010. You know, so let's just deal with every day. And I think every day conquer what you want to do. So who cares if it's a new year? You know, it's a new day that we have. So I think that's what we got to work on.
That's exactly what each one of us need to tell ourselves every morning is this mm-hmm. is a new day. Anything can change and we can change anything we want to. So
tell them.
Anyway.
And one day you'll change your breast size.
Yay. One day this year.
There you go. Are we starting a fund for your breast collection?
We are, by the way. I think we're going to put a little link on my on our website soon.
With a PayPal account?
Exactly.
Donate to Dina's boobs.
Dina's double D fund, bitch.
Diva's double D fund. There you go.
Well, we actually were talking about one night, we'll code it tranny camp, tranny summer okay. camp, and we'll send her to tranny summer camp to get her boobs done.
You know, that sounds like a show that could be on Logo.
God,
Tranny Summer Camp. Could you imagine all of them?
I can.
Paige Bunny, Dina, Shaquita.
Hello.
Camp Director Dina Martinez. It's 1 p.m., bitches. Breakfast.
Pouring the vodka.
Totally. So that
Bloody Marys are after 1:30. The most
Bloody
is
Mary's
before.
First thing in the morning. But you know, what'd you guys think of 2009?
A lot of really great things happened for me in 2009. Just the evolution of my personal thought and my personal forward motion that I thought was fantastic. As a country, I think we are in such a rebuilding state that it looks like it was a horrible year, but in retrospect, when we look at it historically, it will be a good year. If that makes any sense. My lovely medication is taking over my mouth, so.
Somebody needs to.
But I think I'm happy with the way 2009 went for the most part. So
yeah, I was blessed to have a job.
A lot happened in 2009.
Sure did.
Crazy stuff happened, no?
Yeah, definitely.
Bernie Madoff, Michael Jackson. Those are just like the main two major things.
All of the deaths, first of all, the magnitude of all the deaths that happened, including Michael Jackson and, you know, just recently Brittany Murphy and Farrah Fawcett, and the list goes on. But and then Bernie Madoff. And we got
Ted Kennedy died.
Ted mm-hmm. Kennedy. We got a black president.
Yes, ma'am.
A lot of shit happened in 2009.
Some gay rights got taken away.
Now, what do you think the best thing happened in 2009 was? And let's not say the president, because that's just too general. Like, other than such a magnitude of a great thing happening.
Lily Allen became the face for Chanel.
That's something great that happened.
That was a pretty goddamn good moment in the last year.
Oh shit, you were all fucking crazy.
Lily Allen.
Seriously, she's stunning and she really is representing the face of Chanel really well. That's all.
Why aren't you doing the face of Chanel?
See, I'm trying to figure out the same thing, but they'd have to take two outfits and sew them together.
That's all right, or just no outfit at all.
Why? This has came up like four times today in Dina not having clothes on. Like conversation, just random conversation.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on in the universe, but I don't like it.
50 well, pounds and double D's, and then we'll talk.
Why not? But speaking of like hot bodies this year, what do you think of the Twilight saga?
Okay, let's talk about this quick. Kristen, she's now going to be in Joan Jett. And it's yes. such... I'm sorry, that just came out of my mouth. But it's interesting to see where she's coming from when she did Panic Room. And she was supposed to be a little boy, I believe. Right? She was.
No.
Wait.
She was the little girl.
Okay.
You know, Twilight... The best thing about Twilight to me is Taylor Lautner. And that makes me feel really creepy.
He was hot, though. Look, seriously?
Like, little boys shouldn't look like that.
And then,
but do you think the whole Twilight saga, I mean, just it took over like a freaking...
Like
crackheads in line at a Whitney Houston concert.
Like Whitney Houston in a line for crack. Bless her heart. Oh, she came back
this year. Speaking of 2009. Yeah. I was at the opening of it down in Westwood here in L.A., and it was mayhem. It was ridiculous. And just to watch everyone, yeah, I'm not impressed by it. And it's not even that great of a movie.
A lot of hype, right?
Yeah.
See, I'm very much this crazy vampire person. And I love vampire movies and horror movies. And the thing that really started it for me, especially over this last decade, was True Blood really kicked it. Like, yes. True Blood... like, for some reason, became this amazing phenomenon. And I think that Twilight just happened about the same time when people were interested in you know, vampirism again.
Look at that big word.
Yeah, it is on anything, and it sounds a lot more impressive, honey. That's a Dina-ism.
That is a Dina-ism. You know, I make up words, too. It's all good.
I didn't make that up.
No, I know, but I'm just saying Dinaism is made up.
It's in the dictionary.
Spell dictionary, no.
D-I-C.
D-I-C-K. Airy.
Airy. We don't care about the last part.
There you go. You can leave out whatever you want.
2009? I'm sorry. Continue, Max.
No, continue. No, you. This is your show.
I would like to bring up the whole H1N1, the swine flu. Scared.
I think it's all bullshit.
Exactly. And then agreed. Dina miraculously, well, not miraculously, but miraculously. She came across an interview on 60 Minutes in 1976 that was dealing with the H1N1 swine flu then, too. And it was this exact same thing. And it's just, it was where, what did it, like, really? And I was home in Wisconsin, and people are still frightened from it.
Dina, you have a lot of spare time on your hands.
Well, I don't really, sadly. I'm a very hardworking woman.
You're going back to archives from the 70s.
You know I am. I will find that shit.
You are the new Barbara Walters for 2010.
Transsexual Barbara Walters.
There you go. On the View. Tranny View. That's
See,
what it should be.
I'm there with you. Oh, that would be perfect. Me, Shakita, and Lady Bunny.
All right. Logan Slaughter. We got to get the... you know, the New York, all y'all have your own little thing going on because the West Coast is the West Coast and the East Coast is the West. You're your own rivals.
It really, no? Well, we're our own rivals here in the city. It I, you know, and I'm the nice girl that makes with, you know, just mixes with everybody and I'm just sweet. And if you don't like me, you don't like me. Hey, I'm like, I'm That's from simple. Texas. Y'all, I'm a down home girl. I just
down home. Do you do down-home cooking, too? Can you cook?
Yes, I can.
Really?
Yes.
What's your favorite dish to cook?
You know, I can't say that there's one thing, but every year Greg and I throw a big Thanksgiving, and we do my turkey. For some reason, just the Lord shines up on my turkey and makes it really moist, and I love it. And that's my exciting thing. And when my turkey gets moist, honey, it's on.
You're too much right now.
I'm a whole lot.
You need to go sit in the corner by yourself.
You're on fire.
Bring some batteries.
But, you know, Tamara, my co-host, is going to come on later, and she's created a vibrator, so that's going to be a whole nother fantastic subject when she comes on a little bit.
I can't wait.
Yeah, so she'll tell you all about that. Woo! But what do you guys think of Megan Fox for 2009?
Hot. I hate her. stole my body.
I think she's beautiful, but
well, no,
I couldn't have more than a 3-minute conversation with her.
I think she's stunning, entertaining to watch, and I think her beauty covers up a lot of other things. So
there you go.
I'm okay with that. But somehow she sure did make Shia LaBeouf look a lot better.
Oh, but he's hot.
I didn't like him until
I'd give him around.
Her looks cover bad acting.
I didn't quite go that far, did I?
So
someone did.
So I'm going to bring something up about 2009 that I think really piques interest in both of you. Applications on telephones.
Woo!
It's amazing how this has just jumped into such a necessity. Like, not even a want, it's a need now to have the top applications on your phone.
You know, I'm a Sidekick person, so I don't have the applications. All I have is Facebook and Twitter. That's it.
That surprises me.
Oh, honey, bless your heart.
Because I know, like, here we go. I'm getting a Twitter update as we speak, so is that not perfect?
I love
it. But no, you know, I'm not into the application thing. But if I had an iPhone, I think it would be great.
Well, Twitter, though, that really came popular this year. Like, look at how it was an overnight sensation, really.
Thanks to Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart and the women on The View.
That bitch Martha Stewart, I think she has like 90,000 twits. I don't get it. It's like, and just the most narcissistic twits. Like, here I am twits. In Bangkok. Here I am in Paris. Here I am at a Thanksgiving dinner. Here I. Why not?
Well, she does have a lot of twits.
She does, and a big twat. But you know, did you guys hear recently that she's a lesbian?
I did. No, it was on. It was on the cover of one of the stupid tabloid rags, like Global, something like that. I'll look it up quick. But yeah, I saw that on there, and I was like, "This is BS."
Well, there go my chances for being on Martha Stowe.
Yeah, you just ruined them.
Oh wow,
she's a bitch and is a big twat.
There you go. But Tony Sweet, you guys know Tony Sweet. He has the show on LA Talk Radio. He just wished us a great show.
Oh, thank honey, you. We love you.
He should be on here, too. What up?
Why he ain't calling?
He was in New York.
I was going to say, he should call us and tell us about his New York trip, because I got all the Facebook.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, all right, let's talk about Britney Spears, because she was 2005, 6, 7, 8, 9. I mean, she took over the last 5 years.
And not necessarily with music. With,
I mean, unbelievable.
Child care.
And not necessarily in a good way all the time.
And her circus tour. Did any of you see it?
See her
circus tour.
I heard about it and I saw bits and clips, bits and pieces on, YouTube and stuff. But all I heard, the thing I heard over and over again about Britney Spears was, it would have been great if we could have heard her sing live. It was a great show, but you know, and I don't think it would have been great if we could have heard her sing live. Because I don't think it would have been great.
Well,
but she puts on a... No, I'm not saying that she... Because I like her voice. I think she's really entertaining. She's a great performer. Sometimes, barring that one episode of the... Was it the Grammys or something? Where she came out drunk
when she...
I am mad at her. But the
you
thing
never
is...
Came
people
out drunk on stage.
Never. nor impaired. But she's a great performer most of the time. I just know that her vocal quality on a live mic is probably not going to be as good. Just like Jennifer Lopez should never be allowed to sing live. And most of the time she doesn't. It's great to see her when she performs well and she doesn't sing live.
Speaking of 2000, that's when I saw her at her birthday party in New York when my friend was
who brought up 2000?
Well, I'm sorry. Flashback. I'm doing something on a computer that dealt with Britney in 2000 and just looking at her, and then that's what popped in. So that's my train of thought. Anyway, now I'm going back to Britney. Sorry. In 2000,
she had the bald head. What year did she have the bald head?
Like 2006, 2007, maybe? Wow.
It was after I moved here in 2005, so it had to be somewhere around there.
And that shit grew back quick.
You know, and you can always sew something on air.
You just got to go over to Crenshaw and you can get it.
For a price, I learned that out.
But if you look at Britney, she's a perfect example of looking at the last decade. In 2000, we saw her in the red jumpsuit singing Oops, I Did It Again. And then 2009, she did do it again. Like, and both she
full
famously
circle for the
and,
decade.
Yeah, exactly.
So
she was just on the cover. What magazine was she on the cover with her kids?
Oh, it was Elle.
She looked good.
She looked good. It just looks very homogenous. Now, there's a dual cover, and she's on, and the dual cover is Lady Gaga, and that bitch is turning it out, honey.
You know what? I had this conversation, and Lady Gaga's great for this generation, for this decade. But, you know, we got to go back. I don't know if I had this conversation with you all, but you remember Grace Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We already had that with Grace Jones.
Yeah, but I think the thing with Lady Gaga...
Except she didn't have the budget that Lady Gaga has.
Well, Lady Gaga didn't really have a big budget when she started and became a phenomenon. Mm-hmm. Seriously. Like, I remember seeing her like a year ago, and nobody really knew who she was except for little queers running around town.
That's right. When I moved back into town, you guys dragged me to whatever club that is, and we saw her, and I was like, oh, I know this one song. Mm-hmm.
And the thing with her, though, that more and more I'm surprised by, it's not the way she looks and dresses. It's the talent behind it.
She can sing.
I'm really impressed with her. Like, seriously, because that's my big thing is, like, I love pop stars. I love these little cheesy pop things. But if you can show me the talent, that's what I'm talking about, honey.
Artistry in 2009 has been challenged to up it a bit, to up the ante. Because look at her and look at... Mr. American Idol, you know, like these are two performers.
All right, but hold on. But look at Madonna, the whole Madonna, Britney Spears, and Christina Aguilera. That whole kiss thing was before Adam ever came about.
And I'm totally, I support that, and I thought it was amazing. But there's a big double standard in this country.
Of course.
When two guys kiss. And that's what pissed me off more than anything. I'm cool with whatever, you know, it's not a big deal. But
do we know what year that was when they all kissed? Who's pulling up? Who's getting all the dates here?
We are connected.
You
hardcore,
had that
honey.
A second ago, didn't you? Well, I was recognizing though his performance value. Like even through all of American Idol, every one of his songs was a performance. Mm-hmm. It wasn't anywhere.
Well, vocally, out of all the girls, I mean, what happened to Christina Aguilera? She gets a baby, and like all of a sudden, she's gone. She, I think, has one of the best voices out of all of the girls.
I would fully agree.
Who wasn't in that group? It was Christina Aguilera, Britney, Pink, Beyonce.
Wow.
Who else? And Avril Lavigne.
Then you have Mandy Moore too.
Oh, Mandy Moore,
who kind of took another
and
route.
Jessica Simpson
and Paris Hilton.
Paris.
Even when the stars or whatever, she had her she had her single.
All I have to say is I want a Carl's Jr. Burger.
Yeah. Do you want to wash off a Bentley too?
Why not?
Do you remember that commercial?
That's what I was referencing.
Do I remember? I acted that out in the front
that
yard.
Was you?
That was so mean.
You were her stunt double, right?
You know I was, girl.
I heard the rumor, but we couldn't verify it. So I'm glad we know.
They're like, Dina, you look so much like Paris. Come in and double. Okay, I did. It says 2008, but that seems too recent.
That can't possibly. Maybe it is.
I don't know.
Well, I love that Christina named her son after me. You know, we spoke about it, and I said, okay, you could call him Max. It's not a big deal.
I really appreciate those.
The gesture's nice, you know. But, you know, if we bounce back, reality TV, I think, has been crazy. 2 years, I don't understand. 2 years ago, at least, everyone was like, Kim who? And now it's Kim Kardashian. No one even knew who she was like 2 years ago.
It's true.
So who's getting a phone call?
It's me.
That is so unprofessional.
Shayna, just call us. She's like, Kelly Clarkson, this is my sister, one of my sub-sister. Kelly Clarkson, also reality show, reality TV, American Idol. Anyway, continue, Max, and then we'll go back to that.
No, I was just saying, Kim Kardashian, no one knew who she was 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's reality show. We were talking, Greg was talking about this earlier, and the reality genre has really taken over. But not only has it taken over and revolutionized, I guess, the television, but it's really given a new standard for, it's opened up everything for people that could never possibly get on TV or do, you know, something in entertainment.
It's redefined the American dream. It, like, it's altered it in a way.
And in comes Eloquent Ellen.
But I hate you both right now.
That was so well said.
Thanks.
Oh. It has, though. Everyone, they look and they think, I'm going to get famous. I'm going to do something raunchy, or I'm going to get on TV and be smarter than a fourth grader or whatever it be, you know? Like,
I'm going to send my kid up in a balloon.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Well, wasn't that Michael Jackson ordering room service?
I was trying to do that. Well. You know, when you've always had it before and you're losing it, that's, you know, that's when you get kind of crazy and throw babies out the window, and I would have done it anyway.
But
that's why I'm not a
mother.
They
got caught, though, because they were on that show, what is it, Wife Swap or something? And that kid totally outed his father on Larry King. That was hysterical. And then all the father's like, so Larry King goes to the little kid, like, so what happened? He's like, my father made me do it, then got sick and ran off the stage. But did you all see that interview? I mean, the little kid totally was like, my father made me do it. You know, his ass got beat that night.
You know it.
But what do you guys think? Like, you know, the TV, like we were saying, people go on TV. We don't know who they are. And all of a sudden they become like massive celebrities, like Kim Kardashian's one of them. But check out Susan Boyle.
I was just looking at a picture of her. I have nothing to say about her. She has a great voice, but.
No. Bless her face. But that she can blow.
She, you know what? I think the first video when she was actually on Britain's Got Talent, mm-hmm. it had like 70 million views or something. Mm-hmm. After that, it was like, okay, the novelty wore off for me.
Yeah, but if that's the type of music that you listen to all the time, and you're listening to
Madonna.
More than just that song, did she really? I really want to look at the album, or listen.
She covers
to,
Madonna.
Really.
Yeah, she's Susan Boyle.
Do you know who I'm now, loving right now?
Do I?
Papa, don't preach. That's all I got to say.
But do you think Susan Boyle was set up?
I think she was not set up. I think she was just patronized once she was found out.
You think? You don't think so? They have this whole thing? I don't know. I'm very big into conspiracies, and I think that was a big conspiracy.
I just think it was one of those things that it makes good TV, honey. You know, when somebody ugly comes out and can sing, you don't want to want them. You really don't want them to do well, which is so sad, you know. But then when they do, you're just like, I didn't know ugly people could sing. You know? And then you're doubly impressed. You're doubly impressed with somebody who can sing and is ugly more than you would be if somebody could sing and they're pretty, because you just automatically think, oh, she's pretty. She gonna be able to sing.
She did her thing.
That's
look
my
at
thing.
People,
and you know what?
People who can't sing.
God bless her. God bless her. She's got a career. I ain't mad at her.
Can I have part of your career,
Can
Susan
I have
Boyle?
A career?
What about Crazy Kate though? With all those kids,
I don't
Kate
even.
Kate plus know. Eight.
I have nothing to say about her.
Well, Johnny
bullshit.
Kate plus eight.
I know you do.
I'm not
your
a
husband
fan.
Is not even attractive woman, so why
this
even
is what
bother?
I want to know. How do all of their kids look like they got them from a Vietnamese orphanage? Not one of those kids looks white.
It's because it's John. On his bad day, you can tell that he's a little not quite Caucasian.
All right, but she is whiter than white, okay? And all their kids are all Vietnamese looking.
They bought them in Vietnamese town.
Well, look at Octomom. That's when it comes to pregnancies. I want the
she takes
white,
the cake.
Yeah, I want the white trash queen. Like, really, woman? Why you got to keep it? Why did she have the? Yeah, really,
she looks like to me Janine Garofalo mixed with our homegirl. What's her face? Brad Pitt's girl, Angelina Jolie. She's Janine and Angelina morphed. She like ripped out the pages of a magazine and went to a plastic surgeon and was like, okay, I want to look like this and this. And they put her together.
Max just said, our homegirl.
It's like she had a little computer with, like in Clueless, where at the beginning of the Clueless, where she picks out her clothes, her school clothes, different face parts. From the different women.
She's she's the one when you have the two celebrities and they make a baby, Janine Garofalo and our homegirl, Angie. Put them together and you have
homegirl, Angie.
What's her name? What is her name? Octomom. What's her real name? Nadia or something?
Nadia.
Yeah.
I want to say Komenich, but that's somebody else. Nadia.
Nadia. Nadia. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
She, you know, and this is the thing for me, like right now, is you've got all these people on all these shows that have a million children, and you've got all these people having a million children. And the thing that scares me is stupid people are going to have babies, tons and tons of babies, so that they can get on TV now.
You told me you weren't going to have any children.
I am barren.
How many do you want?
Hysterectomy. I don't want any, honey.
Hysterectomy.
You know, serve the placenta on a platter.
Hello.
I don't want any.
And the reason is, I have been waiting long enough for my husband to come into town. I'm not going to share his affections with anybody else.
Oh. Now, I'm sure that this is going to strike a chord with y'all. What about Miss California, Miss Carrie?
She has given us so much to deal with at this show.
Has she?
I am a pageant girl, and I love pageant system, and she makes me sick, 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 sick.
You don't want to go to dinner with her?
I do, actually.
You should cook her that moist turkey of yours.
I'm like, I would go to that girl, and I would put her over a spit and cook her. I would eat her.
She's got nothing.
She got those boobs from Miss California, didn't she? You can't repo that shit.
You could steal her silicone. Right.
Silicone is not good for the digestive system.
I'm so put out with her. As a pageant girl for many years, maybe not as successful as some other people, but you know, I know how to answer questions a little bit better than she did, and a lot more diplomatically. And I understand standing up for your opinions and speaking your mind, but when you're in front of judges, you speak what they want to hear. And when dumbass Perez Hilton asks you a question, you got to keep in mind that dumbass Perez Hilton is gay. And you really don't want to piss off or annoy a judge, because they're not going to score you well, are they?
Well, and, you know, Donald Trump, like, forgave her, too, of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Miss California system didn't.
Did you all hear Ivana Trump got filed for divorce? Again?
No.
The 19th of December, Ivana files for divorce. The 22nd, she gets escorted off of a Delta plane from Palm Beach to New York because she was yelling at somebody's kids. Fact.
Oh, I love her. I love her more than life now.
Google it. I think that's her fourth husband. You know, I don't even know his name. But she's filed for divorce December 19th.
Yay.
I don't know why juicy, I know these juicy. Things.
I know, right? You're all random news.
On random news. But, you know, listen, Miss Latina, what do you think of Sonia Sotomayor?
That's political, right?
Yeah. Oh, you're killing me. She's the Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah. I like her.
Oh, yeah.
You can't talk politics with Dina.
I have moments where I get really political. You got to give me time to research, honey.
Okay. She's quoted as the wise Latina.
And she was a little troublemaker, though, here in California at her day.
But,
so,
you know, I know a wise Latina, and she's a curandera right around the corner from my house.
Pero ella está un boricua, this one.
Right? Okay.
This song, yeah.
I don't speak Spanish that well.
Yeah, right.
No, really.
Yeah.
I just want to reference when she was getting questioned in her interviews and her all that, how I loved looking at the New York Times cartoons every week, at just how much fun they made. They made of the situation, because they had asked her everything and she had answered everything and she was honest about everything, and they ran out of things to ask her. And it was just, she stumped everyone. I'm glad that she is on our court.
The last question was, so what do you do with pollo and sazon, Goya sazon? No, be nice to her. She's lovely.
I love her. I think she's fantastic.
All right. Do you guys have any heroes for the last decade?
Wait, are we still in 2009? Are we on? No, we're on
the last decade.
Okay.
Listen, you all called me, and you said we're going to do 2009. So I got my shit together for 2009. Then I read your Facebook update, and you're like, the whole decade.
I said the decade. You're the one that just woke up when we called you.
How did you know?
I don't know.
No, but do y'all have any heroes?
Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding, but he's still fantastic.
You're not. You're so not. That's a scary thing. That was such an honest answer that it was scary.
You know, and this sounds crazy, but not crazy, but it kind of feels weird saying to me because I kind of know her, but Candace Cain would be one of my heroes because she's the first transsexual who has had a recurring part on TV shows, on primetime. You know, she's out there doing it. And
wasn't that RuPaul, though?
No, Ru's not trans. She's just a big old drag queen, which I love that about her. Don't get me wrong. Yeah.
Who would have known?
Yeah. I know.
Obviously not you.
and I'm really excited about that. But for Candace to be a straight up trans woman in major media, she's really doing a great, she's a great role model for trans women who, and trans people in general, who want to be able to follow their dreams, you know, past the clubs and past whatever they have in their hometown. So I love the girl. She's a good role model. She's a sweetheart. And I'm very happy that I guess she would be kind of my hero.
How about you, Max?
I have no, excuse me, because I'm eating some goldfish right now. I'm so hungry.
I was like,
but I don't know who my hero for the last decade was. I mean, I thought one of the coolest guys was Scully, who landed that plane in the East River. You remember the captain?
Yes. Okay, this is my favorite thing that just happened right now. Max can ask the hard questions.
But he can't answer them.
I love it.
Because I'm an interviewer. I don't get questions.
This is a round table discussion, sweetie.
All right, bring it on. No, he was a cool guy. I liked him. I thought he was... I'm basing this on 2009. But who knows? Who's a good hero? I think, for me, he was one of my coolest persons. I think we even made him, like, hero of the week on our show.
I like that. I like that. Hero of the week on your show.
He did his thing.
He did.
You know who else would be my hero? It's George Bush.
Which one? So junior kidding. Or senior?
Neither one. Sorry, I thought that would... Never mind. I'm done talking.
You know, that's the one thing that's tough for me is being from Texas and having everybody go, so what do you think about George Bush? I'm a transsexual. What do you think I think about George Bush? My favorite this whole week has been an experience, Max. I've been in Texas, in Dallas, with my family, who are, you know, small town people. And I almost got, and I'm not way, way political, but every once in a while I have, you know, I have my opinions and they're pretty strong. And my uncle tried to get in a political conversation with me about Avatar, the movie Avatar. And I'm like, we're going to end this discussion right now. I don't know why I said that, but it was amusing to me at the time before I spoke it.
What about Tiger Woods?
I could give him or take him.
He's now, are you in his little BlackBerry as one of his connections?
No, I swear I'm not.
Only days when she's got the blonde wig on.
That was not a substantiated rumor. She said substantiated.
You are all fucked up.
Thank you.
So, let's look at music over the last decade. What are some things that pop out to you, Max?
Paris Hilton, like, what the
yeah,
fuck? What was that all about?
Paris Hilton.
I remember I was in LA and it was like such a big thing. They were like, Paris Hilton single release party. I was like,
it was dancey though. I remember
it was her single release party.
She had a couple songs on there though.
But and then I left LA and then I went to Europe and it was like the biggest thing there.
Cause she money. She money, babe.
That's the only reason why?
Yeah, that's the only reason.
You know, another thing, you remember, what was the song? When Love Takes Over?
Yes.
Kelly.
Roland.
So Shaquita did the show a couple nights ago, and I went to go see it. And they paid this was Shaquita's thing of the year. They pissed Shaquita. They paid Kelly Rowland $20,000 to go sing at Fire Island.
Mm-hmm.
All I have to say is YouTube Kelly Rowland Fire Island.
I'm doing it right now.
We'll play that at the top of the hour.
The microphone is basically in Texas, but she's singing.
Yeah.
In Fire Island. And they gave her like $20,000 for 5 minutes.
I am mad at her.
Hey, my thing for the last decade, stop the lip syncing shit. Sing, people.
Well, okay. And if they can sing, I'm all about that.
Mm-hmm.
And if the studio, everything in the studio is fine, I'm all about it. But if you don't come up in and you're going to have a studio that people can't hear themselves, the monitors in their ears suck, or they can't sing, don't let them sing live. I'm okay with watching them lip sync if they can't sing. Like, and it goes to, I love Jennifer Lopez. I live for her. She's my boo-boo. I love her, but I don't want to hear her sing live. I will watch her perform live, and I'm okay with it.
What about when she slid off the guy's back?
You know, it's one performance. Yes, it was
on TV. The best performance was Beyonce. You remember when Beyonce tumbled her ass down the stairs?
Oh, yes, and the bitch stood up and kept going.
The best part was it was off of YouTube within like 5 minutes of it being up there.
Oh, I was living.
She got that taken off quickly.
I am not mad at her. That was a hard fall, and that happens. And that bitch rolled, tuck and roll, honey, tuck and roll. Got up, microphone in hand, went right on with the show. Not a hitch, nothing.
Janet's boob popping out at the.
I love that.
Super Bowl?
Super Bowl, yeah.
I think people are crazy to make such a big deal about it, but I loved it. I thought it was fierce.
That was a waste of my time to worry about it. We all seen a breast this once in a while.
Mm. Can I tell you all a little secret?
I love a secret.
So Wayne, y'all know Wayne Scott Lucas. He's one of my show, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was the stylist hired to do that. And they asked him. He's going to call in later, too, so people ask him to tell us about it. But it was because of him that happened.
I love it.
So it was all choreographed.
Of course it was. And that's what I'm the person who's like, it was all planned. People, why are y'all making a big deal about nothing?
Planned Parenthood.
Hello. Oh, Lord. So I'm telling you, this last decade has been a great decade for film.
Yes, it has.
Even though I forgot about Kelly
Clarkson.
Before
we get in that, you want to give our number to listeners in case they weren't
called? Our number on this phone line is 818-602-4929. Once again, that number is 818-602-4929.
Ooh, say that one more.
4929.
Oh my God.
And, yeah.
I have an update from Tony Sweet.
Update me.
He would love to call in, but he's sitting on a plane in Minneapolis. I can't even say that word. So foreign to me. And he's getting ready to fly back to LA.
Wah, wah.
If you had a minute to type that, you had a minute to call in, Tony.
Seriously,
right?
Tony.
I'm kidding with you.
Aw, our baby's listening.
What was the best thing that happened for you guys with the show? What's your best show?
For me, I would say the first time the Queers of Comedy came in, and... Mm-hmm. We got through maybe 6% of the topics we wanted to talk about that show, and we just laughed the rest of the show. That was one of my favorite shows.
That was a favorite show of mine too.
Or Chef Blythe Beck.
That was a fun one.
Or Ann Walker. Sorry.
I have to say the first time we had Ann Walker in the studio was the funnest for me. Just because it was really nice to get to know her a little bit better, and that bitch is a hoot.
Do you remember your first show?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
What were y'all thinking when you did your first show?
Oh, shit. What have I gotten myself into?
We had no clue, but we had a great one of our good friends, Ben Roman. He came in, and he was our first guest, and the three of us just shot the shit, and we got through that hour, and it was perfection. Okay, well, not really, but it was fantastic.
It was fine.
And now you're what, 8 months? You're going to be 8 months. In 1 month, you're going to have a baby, Dina.
I know. I'm about to give birth. And it kind of looks like it after the holidays.
To that moist turkey. But so 8 months, did you think you'd get this far?
I don't even think we realized.
At that point, we didn't realize the doors that it was going to start opening for us.
And how much we love doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
Isn't it the best gig?
Love it. Love it. I love this.
I love it, too. Radio is the best. You just sit back and relax.
Exactly. You know, I always say, I have a face for TV, but a body for radio. Yay!
Speaking of TV, Oprah's gone. She resigned in 2009, more or less.
I thought it was that she announced that she would be done in 2012.
Well, you know what I mean, but okay. she technically resigned in 2009.
She's on her way out.
Yeah, good for her.
I know,
spend
right?
your money.
Girl.
But I don't think she's ever going to stop working, though.
Oh, of course not.
She's coming to California. She's got plenty of stuff to do here. There are people to save in California.
She and Gail are going to settle here in... Just kidding.
Gail lives in Connecticut. They are not lesbians.
I was kidding. It was a joke.
I fight people when they say that.
I got that.
I get mad. I'm not like, don't make me hit you with my pocketbook. What happened to that song?
Which one?
No one knows it. You see? How sad Jennifer Hudson's mother and brother got murdered. Or mother and, what was it? Mother and brother? Oh, mother and sister?
Yeah.
And then she came out with that song, Gonna Make Me Hit You With My Pocketbook.
Mm. See, I don't even remember that song, but that girl. Okay.
That was sad for her.
One of the best things to ever happen to both music and television has to be American Idol. And I was not excited about it for the first year, even though at the last five I started watching it, you know, but it really is revolutionizing the music and television industry together and introducing the world to some amazing, amazing artists.
Like Clay Aiken.
Like Clay Aiken.
Oh my God, Clay Aiken.
Who finally came out a couple, like this
Two
year.
Years ago? Or
this year.
Was it just
now, does
year?
He have twins last or just year? One?
I don't know. I don't He's care that much about him.
Ricky Martin with the twins.
Oh, I love him.
Oh, look at that change of voice.
I don't care about his babies. I just love him.
Maybe you don't want to be his baby mama?
I'll be his baby mama. Because I remember him from Menudo.
Don't age yourself.
I'm 27. Leave me alone.
Why is that little Latin boy in drag crying? And found out Menudo broke up.
Too long.
Speaking of which,
Patrick Swayze. Oh,
yeah.
My favorite though in that film was freaking Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes.
He was the best drag queen. The best drag queen. I was like, you better give me attitude, bitch.
Wait, Noxzema Jackson.
Hello. Hello. Goodbye.
And my favorite line for that movie, for every broken line in Broadway, I got another one to screw in. Hello, goodbye.
Hello, goodbye.
Gigi Rodriguez.
Yes. Well, my favorite line from her is, I'm the Latina Marilyn Monroe. I can't even say it right now.
I'm the Latina Marilyn Monroe. I got more legs than a bucket of chicken.
Hello, goodbye. You're so crazy.
You know what happens.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Movies.
Okay. I was going to that, but now I'm on music. Kelly Clarkson. She's amazing.
She set a precedent.
You know what? We all get fat. It happens.
Oh, speak for yourself.
But that don't mean her voice is worse. I mean, she's.
Do you
she's
like her better girl. As ballads or as a rock singer?
I like her as a rock singer.
As a rock. That performance that year at the VMAs. Where she, the water coming down, the rain, she's in the audience. Do you remember that? Singing, what was it? But she just, it was one of the best performances of the last decade.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just down there screaming her heart out. Like, it was amazing.
I think I like her better as a rocker because that's who she is. And that reflects her a lot better. And I just, and her last two albums have really had this Texas rock kind of feel to it, which I fucking love. And being from Texas and her being from Texas, I get that roots kind of, you know, and I just really enjoyed it. So I enjoy her. I like her. I don't care how big her thighs are. I like her. Now, the person that stole both my body, my career, and my life, Carrie Underwood. I'm so mad at her. Are you still there, Max? Did we lose Max?
No, no, I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. Sorry.
I'm like, are you not paying attention?
Put
you're
down,
eating.
You know what I have
put
to
down
do?
The
I'm
goldfish.
Chopping away on food, and otherwise you're going to hear me chew. I am so freaking hungry.
Well, eat, honey. I ate.
Because usually I'd be, you know, right now I'd be eating, getting ready to do my show, and now I'm like, y'all fucked my time up. I have a routine, goddammit.
We fucked your time up.
And you fucked it up.
I'm sorry about that. Well,
Carrie, I love it.
So the point is,
I'm so happy that you guys asked me to do this. What happened to Kelly?
Wah, wah.
I love her, but she forgot. And on the way over here, Kelly,
is she doing her show right now?
No, she is not even here tonight.
So she's on, because I would call her and bust her right now.
Yeah, right.
I love her, but on her way over here, I did say, you know, Dina, I think Kelly's the type of girl that forgets things.
He called it. I love her so much.
But she's amazing. And Kelly, if you're listening, at least call us. Give us a phone
right?
call.
Music revolution. Evolution. Revolution.
Revolution. Music. Eva. Whatever.
Eva Grab. She's like right now as we're speaking on Channel 1.
Yes. She is.
Wait, what's the number, y'all? Because everyone's trying to call in on my number because we all have different numbers.
Guys, what's we're on 818-602-4929. Once again, that number.
Yeah. Shout it out.
818-602-4929. You said shout it out. Okay. Her look, cover back.
What was that?
I'm kind of nervous.
Do it in Spanish now. All over para española prima número dos.
818-602. 4929.
Ay, que puta.
Oh, my God.
I wish I was in the studio with y'all tonight.
I wish
Seriously.
You were, too.
I'm, like, on the East Coast studio, but I want to be on the West Coast studio. Because we would all just carry even longer. I can't believe we're going to do 2 hours tonight. We almost blew through 1 hour.
I know.
It's crazy. Doing 2 hours, it just goes by so fast.
And we love it. People stop listening to us about an hour and a half into it, but... Oh, guess what?
What?
We have a phone call. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Damn it. Hi, you're on the Dina and Greg Show.
Hello.
With Max. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I screwed up, Max. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Who is this?
This is Mama Gina calling.
Hi, darling.
Hi, how are you? I'm calling to wish you a very, very happy new year.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mama Gina.
Well, you're welcome, and I wish you all the love and happiness and success and everything else in the world.
Are you Max's mama?
Yes, I am.
Aww.
We actually had a conversation about you one night. You had a mink farm in northern Wisconsin.
That's right, yes.
I just wanted to reference it. So that's so
unique. Yeah, it was in Minocqua, Wisconsin.
Oh, I love Minocqua.
It's so beautiful. It is so beautiful. I love Wisconsin. Absolutely adore it. But anyway, I just wanted to call you and send you my love and wish you the happiest year to come.
Why, thank you so much. And I.
Oh, you're welcome. I have to bring the peacocks in now.
We're so excited.
And have a nice martini.
Oh, thank you, Mama Gina.
Well, actually, I'm making it with Max's vodka, so I'm going to enjoy it doubly.
Well, I'm surely glad you are.
Okay, my dear.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay. Love you. Bye-bye.
Oh, and I...
So...
Dina's messing things up over here.
So, yeah.
All right. Who just called in?
Your mother.
So sorry.
Mama Gina, I asked her about her mink farm, and then she referenced getting the peacocks back in the house.
Oh, that's my mom. I'm so glad y'all had me on hold when she called in, because I couldn't handle that.
Does she call into your show often?
She does. She calls in when, you know, when I do like celebrity interviews, because she wants to be the one to give the dish to all of her friends the next day.
I don't know,
and she'll call in to get free vodka. She'll be like, Max, I need a case.
Oh, but my gosh. Yeah, she said she was making a martini with your vodka.
She always does.
Yes.
My supporter.
And I'm sorry, I'm kind of retarded with... Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. I'm kind of inept at the whole Skype thing, and so I put you off on accident.
You got me off by accident.
Well, then, when you put it that way...
Speaking of getting off, who would you want to sleep with the LA Talk Radio? Have you seen any of our hosts? Like, I just went through the whole, you know, picture list thing of people. We all got some good-looking people on LA Talk Radio. I love that you're all silent.
We do.
I'm not going to mention who I want to sleep with, because just in case they hear it, I don't feel comfortable with this conversation.
What do you care?
Okay, the combat boys.
You're not going to get fired for sexual harassment. It's
there's the stunt boys. Let's talk about this then. The stunt boys. Is it the stunt or not the combat? It's the stunt. There's the father and then the two sons that do stunts.
And that makes me a little nervous.
I will draw out of a hat.
I'm going through the list right now. Lucia's really hot, no? Oh, wait, hold on. I just... Hard Knocks, I just got a text up. Is that their show, Hard Knocks?
No, is it? Maybe.
Yes, it is.
There you go. Yes, it is.
I'm kind of seeing this now. I'm not as retarded as I thought I was. I mean, I'm not as inept as I thought I was. Yes, I am, but, you know.
The stunts.
Yeah. Lucia. Who is she?
You see, Lucia's hot.
Is she?
Yeah, check her out. Then, who else? Let's break. Oh, wait. Kelly, of course,
then
Kelly.
Dina
Who
Martinez.
Just wrote Kelly? Does Ronan want to sleep with Kelly?
Oh, ooh. You're going to get.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, ooh. There is trouble. Ooh, John Schneider's coming on with Sam in the Morning.
Really? I'm not even looking at this. Okay,
I'm kind of
now.
Excited about that. Hi, John Schneider.
You all seen The Morning Juice, those three girls?
Yes. No.
No, I haven't either.
I suck. And not always
oh,
in a
Oh, wow.
Way.
And who would you want to suck on LA Talk Radio?
That's so dirty.
Oh, my gosh.
I have a sex therapist as my co-host, so, you know, we always go sex.
I'm
Brought
looking
the meetings
through Channel
up.
One roster.
Speaking of sex therapists, we got mine on, Tamara Bowman.
Yay. Ooh, okay, this JJ looks cute. Hi, Tamara.
Is Tamara there?
Hi.
Hello, beautiful.
Welcome. Hello there. I am... so happy to be on the radio.
We're excited.
How are you doing?
We're great.
I'm fantastic.
Happy New Year, Tamara. This is my co-host, everyone. Wait, aren't we at like the 11 o'clock slot? Should we be playing like my intro to my show? I feel so weird. I'm being Martha Stewart right now.
Pretty soon. I'm sorry.
Hold
on. You are. And you know what? I got on a couple minutes early, so.
Okay, good.
Yes.
So, we love
getting on
early to get off. Speaking of. Oh, did I miss something really juicy? Because I heard speaking of sex therapists.
Well, we were just talking about sex and who we'd want to screw on LA Talk Radio.
And
as host.
Who is this host of the Hollywood London show? Who is he? He looks... JJ?
Yeah,
JJ
that's what I was saying. He's
JJ
kinda,
looks naughty.
JJ's kind of, yeah.
Oh. Okay, there,
and I'm looking. We're looking through the roster right now. We're kind of.
You
like,
see, I got you all thinking now.
Yeah,
Tamara, we were talking about your vibrator earlier and how excited they are going to be. You know, when Dina gets.
Oh my gosh, honey, do you know what? I think I've got a meeting. I'm flying out to New York to meet with some people who want to be the investors of putting the whole thing together. So, I'm telling you, I'm glad we had our psychic on last week that had some amazing ideas, you know, or she started laughing when you talked about the vibrator, but she said something about New York. Do you remember?
Well, I did. And, you know, Dina wants to be your spokesperson out in L.A.
Her face could be on your box.
Love it. Oh,
I would love my face in your box. I mean, on your box.
Tamara, do you see where we're going?
I'm loving it.
Dirty birds. Dirty birds.
Oh, absolutely. Well, anything goes with this show. So in our inner circle, everyone's included.
It's getting really there.
That's awesome. Okay, really so Max, did anyone choose to sleep with you?
Well, we didn't get that far yet.
Oh, okay.
It's not. You got to ask who's already slept with Max at LA Talk Radio. Not who.
Oh my!
Oh heavens to Betsy!
No.
See,
you guys are fun.
That's our guy. I'm telling you.
I think we have to call the show Trouble Teen Help right about now.
Oh, we'll talk at the double D mark, Max.
We've got everybody. But seriously, guys, if you all look through the LA Talk Radio shows, I mean, we have every subject out there on this network.
It's true.
It's really cool.
I love it.
From Barbecue Central to Teen Talk Live.
Teen Talk Live.
To everyone in between. Oh, I think it's time to start my show.
It surely is time to start your show, honey. I'm trying to keep watch my marks and talk at the same time, and it's difficult.
Don't. We got to be quiet for a minute, everyone. Let's not fuck it up.
Okay. Tina, get your hands on your pants.
Okay, we're quiet for a minute.
I can't be quiet. Sometimes he says what he wants. He holds you nothing back, back. Got the world of people like that. He's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic from sex style to gossip.
It's Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio, and we've got everybody on tonight, from Dina and Greg to Tamara. We've taken hostage over the LA Talk Radio studio, and we're doing a two-hour special. This is part two of Dina and Greg's show. Now you're on Max and Friends, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. That was Monroe King singing my intro. Happy 2010, 2010. Archive Greg and Dina's show to hear what gets me going and what pisses me off about 2010 and 2010. Welcome, everyone, to my show. I'm glad that we're piggybacking off of each other.
I just want to continue with the shows from LATalkRadio.com and our earlier conversation about parenting skills from the previous decade. And we should get Lifestyle Mom with Radio Cafe, and maybe she can help out Britney Spears.
Hello, Tamara.
Hi, sweetheart.
Tamara tuned in the last few minutes of the Dina and Greg show. And now she's with us here on Max and Friends. Now, I got to tell you all, Dina, why don't you tell everyone how this all conspired, this show?
God, how did it happen? Okay, so we're doing a show one night. We just went to our first two-hour show, and we were really excited about it. And then all of a sudden, Ronan comes in, because he knew I was looking for a psychic to come on. He's like, hey, guess what? We've got a psychic on the other line. So the last 5 minutes, we patched into your show, and we didn't know what the hell was going on.
Had no clue.
But, and then,
oh wow,
Max, you and I have this magic that I can't explain.
We have sparks between us.
Uh-huh.
You think so? I'll pay for your tits, all right?
Oh, thank you. I have the appointment booked for next Thursday.
But was that what that was all about? I'll pay for your tits.
That night, though, with the psychic?
You got a plus size diva forever in your debt, honey.
Oh, Max is so generous.
No, you know what I'll do, Tamara? I'll get someone to give them for free, like we did on December 13th. We're gonna You know what? Hey, Tina, this is what we're gonna do. Okay. I'm gonna figure this out because people give me a lot of shit for free. Good stuff, not shit. Amazing stuff for free.
Like silicone.
Yes. And we did my favorite show giveaway. I'm gonna contact some people and see if they'll give us boobs for you.
Shut your face.
Well, there you go.
Why not? Well,
I would be
we'll
very
give them a
excited.
Plug.
And I'll even put a tattoo underneath the right one that says whoever did it. They can put by doctor.
The doctor's signature. You know what? I have a good friend, Dr. Mark Warfel. He's in New York, and he has the Warfel Institute. So let's just drop his name right now, because we're going to contact him. Maybe he wants to do your boobies.
Shut your mouth. I'll be so excited.
Do your boobies. He'd like to do your boobies.
I've been waiting for people to do my boobies.
Maybe now, we can put it on TV.
I'm okay with that, honey.
You know what? Hey, everyone, if you want to call in, the number now to call in is 323-203-0815.
What was that?
Holy cow.
Whatever the fucking number is, 323-203-0815. And Dina, remember, if you get an incoming call, click add to conference.
I saw that.
So, Tamara, we're doing a year... The year in review turned into decade in review, but what's like the best thing that happened to you? We'll go personal for a minute in 2009. Let's do this. Tamara, best thing that happened to you in 2009?
Oh my gosh. Well, it was around February, I would have to say, that one of my students came up to me and said, Tamara, you would be great on radio. And I said, oh my God, I've been doing radio from my home, like a podcast for 2 years, and I really miss it. Because we had just ended it like a couple months before. And he said, oh my gosh, wait till you meet Max and friends. Wait till you meet this guy. Just, you know, let's set this up. And I'm telling you, Max, it has been so exciting to be able to tune in every Sunday night with you, talking about sex, talking about relationships, talking about
celebrities.
All this celebrities, you know, people just coming in our circle here and just feeling a part, and where people can be like a fly in the wall and just be a part of some juicy conversation that, you know, goes from the extreme of, you know, in-depth conversation of philosophical views to, you know, how do you give a great blowjob?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. How do you give a great blowjob?
Hey, Tina, how would you give a great blowjob?
There you go.
As of last week, I found out that I probably don't.
But you got to have Tamara. Go to my archives, because we actually have an X-rated show where Tamara tells everyone how to give one.
I know the technique and everything, but for some reason, lately I just really haven't had a good time with every time I've been sex.
But then it's not
your fault.
Which
is about once a year.
Oh.
So sad.
Wait till you get those titties.
Trust me, honey.
All right, Greg, what was the best thing that happened to you in 2009?
The best thing that happened to me in 2009 would be this radio show. It really would be. Not to be generic with it, or sound generic, but this radio show has opened up so many avenues for me that it has been. And I get to work with one of my best friends. So, fuck it. I love it.
Dina, best thing that happened to you in 2009.
And fear of sounding like a broken record, I would say this radio show too. The people that we've met and the chemistry that Greg and I just keep, you know, that keeps growing from it is just amazing. And I love it. And I get to meet all y'all nice people.
And get boobs.
Y'all.
How about you, Max? Best thing to you in 2009?
Best thing in 2009, I'm going to say, was my vodka release. Because I created my own vodka, and it's something in the works, and we're finally branding my father's and grandfather's hard work in the restaurant industry, and we produced the vodka.
Yeah.
So I'm going with that. And I've had so many. Then the car. I mean, one thing with vodka.
The car.
Vodka. You know, the vodka was great because it's something that will continue my legacy.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
What is the name of your vodka?
Oscar's Del Monaco Vodka. OD Vodka.
All right.
And you said it's exclusively for airline for the restaurant,
Well, no, right now you can get it on horseneck.com. Okay, because that's the liquor store here. Horseneck.com is the site. And you can just order it right there.
Right on.
But we're going to be doing a lot of parties. We're going to be doing the Oscars. So we really can't branch out. There's a lot going to happen with this vodka. So it's the baby steps, you know? Mm-hmm. But that was the best thing, I think, that happened for my family's name in 2009 and for myself. Accomplishments.
So cool. So cool.
Nice.
But now let's go forward real quick, you guys. For 2010, what's going to be the best thing that's happening to you? Tamara, hit it. For 2010, what do you want?
Oh my gosh. Do you know, I would love to see us expand, doing in whatever avenues that's going to, you know, look like. That's going to be amazing. Plus, I'm just starting my sensual healing, my human sexuality workshops. It starts at the end of this month, and I'm super excited. I've already got people signed up for that. My children's book comes out this next month, which is very, very exciting. And hopefully I'm meeting with the people to launch the vibrator, which is just going to heal one vagina at a time. And I'm just so excited about that because I'm telling you what, we're just going to be vibrating like crazy.
You're going to be coming on my show stuttering. We're going to have a problem.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm going to be sounding like Meg Ryan.
Oh, or Audrey Hepburn. But Dina, what do you want to happen to you 2010?
I want to just step up to the next level and really get our entertainment business going and our media company really launched and successful. So that's what I'm looking forward to, along with, you know, just creating a lot more positivity and good energy around me and just loving life more. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tamara,
Max, how about you?
Well, real quick, Tamara, when you get the vibrators manufactured, you have to send some over to the studio.
And don't forget about the gays, Tamara. Do not forget about the gays.
Oh, listen, you know what? I'm sorry. I didn't even mean to be gender specific because it is for gay couples as well, too. I mean, it stimulates the prostate. It's gonna do wonders.
I'm really excited.
It's a wonderful thing. I'm telling you, it's healing.
I would love to write a musical about your new vibrator.
Oh, my gosh. That would be incredible. How would it go?
Well, everyone, if you're just tuning in to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio, you're hearing about Tamara's vibrator. We want you to call in. The number here is 323-203-0815, and people in the studio are getting wet already. But on that note, I want to talk about, excuse me real quick, who sent over this website, gizmodo.com?
Is that what you're doing, Dina? Dina's up to something over there that I can't see, and she's just giggling.
Ronan sent it. Wow. There's a thing called the squeal, and it is this mechanism that has revolving tongues on it. Holy shit.
What? Gizmodo?
That's so interesting because there's also this new that Fleshlight has released that has a vampire teeth fleshjack thing, if you guys know what that is. It's really interesting. It's a vampire. So in addition to being a pop culture phenomenon, they have sex toys for it.
Well, and this last year, the attachment to your iPod, the vibrator to your iPod, right?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and it plays music to the beat?
Yep.
It vibrates to the beat.
Yeah. All right.
It's really
exciting. Tamara, we were speaking about applications before on iPhones and stuff and how it's been such a craze in the last 6 months or whatnot. But do you have applications on your phone?
Oh, my gosh. Do I ever. In fact, I was playing with my favorite one today. Have you guys heard of the iFart? The iFart. Oh, my God. It is the funniest thing. I was laughing so hard I don't see my pants. I mean, it is just, it's got like the brown mosquito, it's got the white out, it's got the rip, I mean, it is just hysterical. And what's great is that you can set it on a timer, and you can put it under someone's chair, or, you know, leave it on the table, you know, when family over, and it's hysterical. I'm wondering, I could probably play some for you. That's my favorite app.
There you go. But you know, there's an app that I saw. My friend Lisa brought it to. We were in the city, and she goes, "I have this crazy app. You have to see it." And it's for all like pedophiles. And we were literally in like one of the shishiest neighbors of New York. She hits it, and like every building pulls up a little flag, and you hit the flag, and it shows the person who's the pedophile sex offender, and lists their whole. It is such an incredible application. I was like, I want to go by the building I used to live in and see who's a sexual predator in that building.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? That's like Megan's Law.
It's insane.
That's so scary, though, because some of the things that are on the sexual predator list, though, are so not – they shouldn't be on there.
Yeah.
So that's kind of scary,
that's
too,
true too,
to put that's all those people on a specific list.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah. You sleep with a kid, you get caught, it's your fault.
No, but some people...
That's
no,
a different... Yeah.
There's other things on there, Max, besides pedophilia. There's things...
It's true.
It's bad. It's
see, that's why I stick to my T-Mobile Sidekick. Shameless plug.
You're a who, because I'm an iPhone freak. I'm so in love with the iPhone, I can't even stand it.
Me too. Oh, how about the GPS? Oh, man. You just punch in anything, any search, anywhere you want to go, and that thing pulls it up.
I know. I love it.
Since we're plugging, my Sprint Instinct does the same thing, and I love it.
My gosh.
GPS. A friend of mine told me there's a new site, too, where you can go on this like dating service and connect your phone, your application to it. And when you go out, hit the button, and it'll pop up where the people are in the club.
That's our favorite. No, that is Dina and my favorite thing to do when we're drunk at the bar. It's not Manhunt. What is it, Dina?
Grindr
for gay men. And you look at the bar, and you hit it, and then you see everyone in the bar that's all on Grindr looking for men. Funniest shit ever. Especially when your bartender's totally on it. Anyway, I need you.
Hi, you're on the Max and Friends and Dina and Greg show.
Is this Greg Potter?
This is Greg Potter. Hello.
Greg Potter, this is Mark Halfpenny calling from Branson, Missouri.
Oh, my gosh, Mark Halfpenny. This is Mark. Oh, my gosh. Is Bree right there with you, too?
She's right by me. She handed the phone over because she got a little intimidated. So she figured I like to talk, so she threw the phone to me, fella. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to the both of you. How was your move? Good?
Good. Everything went well, my man. We're down here in Branson. We had 3 inches of snow last night, and the city shut down. People have barricaded themselves in churches, and aren't going to come out for 4 weeks.
Well, you called at the right time because we have a lot of sexual speaking going on, and you two have a few children of your own, and you are not inhibited. So, what have you thought of the vibrator talk so far?
The vibrator talk. Well, goodness gracious. The only time Bree gets the vibrator out is when I've had long nights of work. The pink path, we call it.
Oh, well, I hate to do this to you, but I've got to let you go because I think we lost Max. But I will get a hold of you two this week. I'm glad the move went well, and I love you both very much. So,
all right, Greg,
thank
take
you
care,
for listening.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Dina?
Hello? Are you guys back? I hate this. Hi.
Well,
sorry.
If you're just listening, you're listening to the Dina and Greg show with Max and Friends and Tamara.
Are you guys back?
Are they there?
Tamara, Max?
I should name the show Max and Friends. Guys. That was when I had her.
Hi. I'm
and then
so
after
sorry.
That, I said, and then here she is doing the intro. To our show. Yeah. And we've got Dina and Greg back. What's up? Guys, Dina, what are you doing? Stop.
I love you guys.
What buttons are you pressing?
The wrong ones, apparently.
It's so sad, too. A friend of mine called in from Missouri, and you guys would have just loved to talk sex with them. So they would have been great additions. But anyway, another time. So what did we miss when Dina...
We missed that Tamara saw Avatar, and I said that was a big debate for you down south. So what happened with Avatar, Tamara?
Oh my gosh, I absolutely loved it. I mean, I absolutely loved it. There were so many beautiful messages in there that, I mean, I just, I loved that, you know, there was no differentiation between ethnicity or race or color, anything like that. I mean, those blue people were such beautiful representations of how we're always just fighting ourselves. You know, and how really we take a look at what we're doing, you know, in war or, you know, just thinking other people are separate from us. I mean, we're all one. I mean, when you really boil everything down to it, what you do to another, you do to yourself. And when you can see how much we separate and there's really no need for that, that there is a desire for all of us to exist harmoniously, yet when you don't really know the enemy or the other people that you think is the enemy. And when your brain is so full of ideas of what that's supposed to look like, there's no room for you to input anything new. And that's what they were pointing out too, is like, we can't teach you those people that their brains are so full. It's like, you've got to be emptied in order to be able to receive, to understand another culture, to understand, you know, the beautiful energy, you know, that, you know, the simplicity of tapping into source, whether that is like what they used was the big tree, you know, and this energy and how, you know, they had such respect for all of life.
Wow, Tamara, I think you need to go work for Avatar, but I think the energy is going to come from your vibrator this year.
Ooh.
Wait, seriously. Dina.
Oh, I'm on.
Dina,
I am fully on board with
spotted dick.
I've heard of it, but I have not had it. Thank God.
You know,
I think I got inoculated against that when I was younger.
You know, I've got to tell you, I just opened, not just, but before the show, I opened up a can of Heinz Spotted Dick sponge pudding.
Oh, my.
It's microwavable. It was amazing.
So now instead of goldfish, you're eating Spotted Dick. I'm so happy to know
that.
And
I still wasn't going to bring that up because you know how people take shit and like all of a sudden you have like a little sound bite and Max is going to be like, Max loves Spotted Dick.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
Well, now they don't even have to soundbite it and paste it together. They've got it.
Well, I'll just, you know what? There you go. But it's microwavable. It's new. Heinz Spotted Dick. I'm going to call them up because I want to get a whole bunch of it sent to me because it's so good. Anyway.
I do want to comment about Avatar, if I may, because I watched it too, and it was such an amazing movie. Just along with what you said, and the whole connecting to a spirituality was so inspiring to me, and the idea that we don't get to possess energy, we just borrow it, was really just beautiful, and the connection between everybody, especially that last one of that last segment where they're all around the tree and they're just sending love and energy to him, and it was just beautiful. So it was very inspiring and beautiful to me. So that's my two cents.
Oh, God, yes. God love you. I know. I mean, the spirituality was just so beautiful and subtle that even if you weren't into that, it was something that you could relate to, especially the love that they had between the two of them. Mm-hmm. I mean,
Greg, did you see the movie? Exquisite.
I have not yet. I'm going to see it this week. So, but I was having lunch yesterday at a bar, and the gentleman next to me would not stop raving about it, and for different reasons than our two fine ladies were just discussing. So that makes it even more appealing. So and your guys' reasons were a lot more authentic and a lot more appealing than this gentleman just talking about. Well, hi, I'm a homo. More than this gentleman just talking about all the effects. So,
yes. Well, you know, it's interesting because at one point they got to choose an animal that they got to ride. And I thought it was so interesting because he goes, well, how will you know when that animal chooses you? And they said, oh, well, he'll want to kill you. You know, it was just amazing the struggle that they went through before they actually connected through their hair, you know, and then once the bond takes place, they're inseparable. So, I mean, that was like a beautiful
Avatar
thing that happens.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking about Avatar. So check your local, I can't speak tonight.
Local listings.
Check your local listings for Avatar and call in, damn it, 323-203-0815. We promise that Dina won't fuck up.
She just waved her hands and like,
don't call.
No, you know why, Dina? Because I'm getting text messages saying, fuck you for telling people to call in and not answering the line.
I can't help it. I'm sorry.
There you go.
This is the issue, everyone. I love you guys. I'm not trying to snub you. It's just that it won't add us into the whole mix of the things right
well,
now.
Well, why don't you give them our number? Is it?
I did. It's that when they're calling my number, it's that I'm a white girl trying to act like a Latina and failing miserably.
Natural blonde.
Thanks.
You're
so
welcome.
So speaking of films, what would you guys say was the defining film for you in this decade? Let's go decade. I'm really interested in this.
Can we say a couple films?
Why not?
Yes.
Okay, for me, I know Frida. Frida was one of them. It's at the top of my list. It sticks out so much because of the visual buffet that it was and all the actors that were in it and just what it brought to the table talking about Frida and her life. Also, Kissing Jessica Stein is another one that sticks in there and I always go back to because I just love it. And anyway, so those were a couple of mine.
Tamara?
Hey, Dina. Dina, tell people what number to call in, the 323 number. Do you know it?
Yes. you can call in to this number, 323-203-0815. And I won't be answering it, but somebody else will be, and it'll be.
We got Tamika. We got Tamika in the studio who answers my calls for Mac and Friends.
I love you, Tamika.
Tamara, what movie was it for you?
Oh my gosh! It would have to be my all-time favorite is The Kid by Bruce Willis.
Really? Okay.
That is my ultimate favorite movie because I do a lot of psychotherapy with clients. And one of the things is I get them in touch with their inner child on the inside. And in this movie, the inner child literally is in physical form for Bruce Willis's character. And it just shows the disconnect, but then the reconnect that happens, you know, throughout the movie. And then in the end, it's like how he's able to then fulfill his purpose in life without having to, you know, run from or not be a certain way just because he wasn't able to deal with his childhood issues. So in the movie, he does.
Amazing. That's
it's so cool. Beautiful, beautiful.
Greg, what about you?
Well, I just mentioned a couple, but I also want to add to that Bad Education is another movie that sticks out pretty fluently. Anyway, continue. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And for you, Max?
For me, I swear I was black in my last life. For me, it was Hotel Rwanda.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And I think what Hotel Rwanda did is just literally picked up, it like opened the consciousness for what's going on, you know, in Rwanda and how Clinton dropped the ball, and I mean it was a very pivoting movie, very eye opening. Also, Crash was one of my favorite movies.
Yes,
absolutely.
And the movie really got no hype. You know, I think the biggest hype that it got was the cast was on Oprah.
It did,
and I think that movie's really spoke to what this nation is defined as. Unfortunately,
yeah, I agree. And you know, after I saw that movie, I was so disturbed by that. It made everything in real life. I saw it a little bit more, and it just really hurt me, you know, inside. Because, you know, I hate this whole. That's one of the things about that I've really had an issue with, and since I moved to LA is actually being able to connect with people on a deeper level. And luckily, I have you know, a couple of people around that I really get to connect with. But it was just so disturbing, that whole thing, and eye-opening, I guess you will.
Well, Crash did win Best Picture that year in 2006. So
it did.
But
it wasn't talked about, though. It wasn't a movie that people talked about.
You're completely right, though. Mm-hmm. It kind of jumped up, and then everyone acknowledged it a little bit, but didn't dwell in it and didn't really take it to heart, I guess.
I wonder if it was because it really did evoke an inner journey for each individual. It wasn't, some, you know what I mean? Like, I don't.
You are so eloquent tonight.
Thank you, Max.
Because I have listened to your show.
Oh, my God.
I'm fucking with you.
Well, Max, how about you? Besides Hotel Rwanda and Crash, anything else that really jumps out?
No, really, that's it. All right, Hotel Rwanda, you guys can laugh.
No, but you're totally right with that. In that same year, though, there was, what was it with Brad Pitt? Oh, what was it? And
who's Brad Pitt?
No, but it was Brad Pitt.
Oh, Benjamin Button?
No, not Benjamin Button. This was years before. It dealt with, there was the Chinese girl or the Japanese girl. It was four different parts of the world. Oh, what was that movie? And it just dealt with how they're all related. What is it? I'll think of it in a second. I'll look it up and figure out. But that came out. The Hours was an amazing movie from the last decade that really brought the timeline of three women, you know, living the same life in different generations. Just anywhere. Dina,
I have to say that I'm like, I'm raising my hand. I'm like, pick me. Amelie was seriously one of my favorite films of the year, and because I just identified with her. She was quirky and fun and in Paris. Hi, I love Paris. That's where I'm gonna die. And Fendi.
Wait, were you talking about the Brad Pitt movie Snatch? No, I'm kidding.
No, Babel. Babel is what I'm talking about.
Oh,
it didn't
Babel.
Get, with Kate Blanchett. Yeah. It didn't get a lot of hype that year, but it was phenomenal. It came out the same year that Crash did. So
I didn't like Snatch.
You didn't?
I'm just kidding.
I did like
Wait,
Troy,
now,
though.
Wait, did you like Fight Club?
Who didn't like Fight Club?
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't this decade. That was 1999. That, yeah, so
but who didn't like that movie? Yeah. The boys, yeah, the girls, good. The gays, no. The trannies, they all loved it.
All right, now let's get like, what do you guys think? For listen, this I think this decade flew by.
Yes,
honey.
What
you
do you think
have
in
to
the last
me.
10 years? Like the last 10 years, what did you think was one of the most? I don't want to say newsworthy, but one of the most hottest topics or one of the biggest things that ever happened to you. Not you, but that you remember from 2000 for the last decades.
I would say technology, like remembering what I could do on my cell phone in the year 2000 when no one else had a cell phone, compared to now I can break up with my boyfriend, get a new boyfriend, send my mom flowers, and find a new job all in 2 minutes, you know? I think that's pretty influential in
technology.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things I find so amazing is that there's not so much differentiation between genders. You know, it's almost like anything goes now. If, no matter what gender you are, male or female, whichever, you know, for females to act more male or for males to act more female, I think this gender differentiation is really blurring the lines in these last, you know, in these last few years, really. And I love it because it's so much more acceptable now to just be you and whatever feels authentic for you. You know, and I love that.
Look at Chaz Bono.
I kind of like it myself.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's completely true, though. I agree with you full-fledged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at Dina Martinez.
Hi. Who thought a plus-size transsexual could take over the world?
You are taking over the world one show at a time.
Honey, trust.
Wait, who the hell is writing superhero movies? What, is Ronan part of the show tonight, too?
He is.
Why don't you get on a fucking mic?
That's a good point, though. Superhero movies. Look at how popular once Marvel was sold to...
I got my superhero underwear.
I bet you do.
I shirt from Aussie Bus. The best. I might look like a grown man on the outside, but when you take my pants off, I'm a little boy. No kidding.
Okay, that scares me.
You are definitely not on my sleep with list, then, if that's the truth.
Oh, no. I'd
say it's time to put on a webcam.
I've got you on Flirt for Free, honey.
Take over, Tamra. You see, Tamra, this is what happens. Tamara, this is why we can't do a two-hour show. I get delirious.
Are you okay with rentboy.com? Because I just added you on.
Fuck that. I am drinking out of a pimp cup and eating goldfish out of a spotted dick can. My life. Welcome to 2010.
And you're eating spotted dick.
No, I'm eating goldfish out of a spotted dick can. I couldn't throw the can away, so I just...
Oh, okay.
Ronan is cracking up over here.
God damn it.
Oh, love us. We're so fun all together.
What do you all think about Facebook?
It took a little bit of getting used to.
Everything.
I've seen how I'm a Facebook virgin, technically, still. I've only been on for, a month?
Novice, I
I'm a
say.
Whore. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Okay.
I acknowledge.
Hey, Ronan, speaking of technology, Ronan, can you cut some of this show out for me after? I'll tell you what to edit.
He saw edit Dina and Greg out entirely. Thank you.
Edit out the part of my underwear. I just lost all of my advertisers. This show has killed my advertisers. I need
What is one of your New Year's resolutions to not have a date for the next decade? Because
no, you know what? Speaking of New Year's resolutions, do any of you have any?
I wouldn't call them resolutions. I just have things that are going to happen this year. They're just going to happen.
I think that's the same with me. Like I was sitting there and I'm like, I don't want to make resolutions. I'm just going to do what I need to do. And and really mm-hmm. forge forward and make it happen versus, you know, saying, resolving that I'm going to do it. I'm just going to do it. So
there you go.
Sounds
good. Tamara, any resolutions for you, Tamara?
Well, I tell you, yes, I did. I made such a commitment to adding so much value to people who come to my workshops and what they experience and what they're going to be able to take with them and how their lives are going to be transformed, that I am just so committed to give it all I've got. And it's just, it's adding value. It's adding that component that really takes people through processes where they're, you leave feeling so connected with the world and so connected with people around you and what's possible with your intimate relationships and, you know, sex and intimacy and experiencing pleasure to its fullest. I mean, it's blowing the lids off the, you know, anything what you thought was possible and then going beyond. I mean, it's living in ecstasy. It's like vibrating at such a frequency that people are just like, whoa, what just passed me? You know,
I'm
telling you, and being responsible for your own.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, your own pleasure.
But without being redundant, yeah, I think just like Dina said, whatever my goals are that I'm going to accomplish them this year, it's like enough of the bullshit with not getting things done.
Exactly.
You know, it's like this is the year that we're going to get things done. That's it. I'm not playing games anymore, people.
I love it.
I forgot what I wanted to ask.
Well, you know what? You know what?
Who has been responsible for their own pleasure for far too long? You know what, Ronan? I'm sending Tamara to the studio. Oh, Dina. I don't know who's writing all of it. It's all fucked up.
Why am I not on Skype right now with you guys? I'm realizing, hello.
Hello, Dina. Have you been responsible for your own pleasure for far too long, Dina?
I have. I need somebody else to take responsibility to pleasure me.
You know what I always say, Dina? One of my favorite quotes is, why do for yourself what others can do for you?
Amen, honey. Amen.
But Tamara,
Dina, were you the one saying that you were having some trouble with your blowjobs this time?
You should just tell everyone was going on. You should just tell
seriously,
them how you got raped.
Well, it wasn't necessarily that. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to say this. I don't have sex that often.
You
just
are not
because
a fleshlight.
I'm not. I'm a little bit less choosy or more. Okay. Anyway, so the point is, I haven't had the opportunities that I wish I had. Or have taken them. So when I do, it normally is a disaster. And so I met this really nice guy and he was cute. And mm-hmm. so I thought, okay, well, you know what? It's been too long. I'm just going to make it happen. So, and it was a disaster. And the next thing I know is he's on top of me and his pelvis is in my face and he's pushing. And I'm like, oh my God, that sounded really attractive. Yeah.
Wow.
Were you screaming, oh my God, as in a good oh my God,
no,
or as in
no.
a bad oh my God?
It was a
bad.
Muffled oh my God.
It was a oh.
Oh. It was a Helen Keller.
That was
exactly.
So
oh my God.
So, you're wrong in so many ways.
So this year,
I can't breathe. Or
yeah, it was like really. I stop pushing in front into my face, and it was just really not fun. It was just not enjoyable. So I'm
bless your heart.
Oh, not cute. So my endeavor, I'm gonna do this next year, is hopefully find people to. Partners that I can enjoy and that will enjoy with me versus just miserable disaster experiences.
Yeah. Ronan is amazing, by the way.
Yeah, because one of the most important things to have in that kind of a, you know, situation that you're in there is enthusiasm and wanting to be into it and having mutual.
Right. It was not mutual and not fun.
Well, there's a quote that Mick Jagger sings, and you know when he sings, "You make a dead man come."
Mm-hmm.
We all we'll leave it at that.
Trust me.
But I just sent you deepmemories.com how to give a blowjob that will blow his mind. So check that out from deepmemories.com.
Max, thank you.
You're welcome. It gives you visuals too.
I mean, if it would have been somebody that I could have interacted with, other than him just like laying like dead weight on my face, it would have been different. But
oh wow! And
what
there
was
you
that
go.
Laugh? What
so was that? Tamara.
Yes.
Hey Tamara, real quick, because you know this hour is coming up too. Real quick, but Tamara, I asked Dina and Greg what was their favorite show. What was your favorite show this year? In the last year.
Favorite show on
that we had on radio? LA Talk Radio with Max and Friends.
Oh, that we had. Mm-hmm. Oh gosh, you know I loved having our guy that sang that We Are Family.
Nile Rodgers.
Rodgers.
Yeah, Nile.
Yeah,
Rodgers.
I loved him, and when
and Rolanda,
and in the other gal, Rolanda, when she was on there.
Yep.
It was beautiful. I mean, the synergy between all of us was just, it was beautiful. And I loved, you know, just the uplifting and just the contribution to humanity and, you know, just how he had no idea the impact his work was going to have in the world. And
that's all of us here at LA Talk Radio.
Exactly.
You guys, we really are impacting the world of radio. You know that, Dina and Greg and Tamara?
We know.
Yes.
We are.
I feel it. I feel it.
My favorite show was Mike Horn. You weren't on there to show yet, but Mike Horn was my explorer that I had on, who called me from Antarctica and was telling me how it's a great show. But we all have archives, you guys. Dean and Greg archives and my archives. So check them out because we have them.
Yes, we do.
And a reiteration to go back. Check out the other shows here, too. We are an eclectic group of shows and an amazing group of people. So. Anyway, now I got serious. Susan came in the studio. Get the fuck out.
Yay.
We're going to do an hour of laughing. We are all retarded.
Thanks.
Oh, wait. What do we say?
I love that.
Impaired. Impaired. Slightly impaired. You know.
Challenged.
Exactly.
I love that we're all of it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Dina, what was one of the craziest things you've ever said on the show?
I don't know.
I
think I just said it.
What was your craziest thing?
Well, I think I've got Dina's. It's when she described her wearing sundresses this last summer as tents that you can just keep filling more and more stuff in.
No, I liken them to apartment hunting. When you're looking for an apartment and you're looking at a big apartment, you're thinking, where can I put that armoire, or I can put a new couch in here, and so you're trying to fill it. But when you look at a smaller apartment, you know, you're thinking, I can get rid of this. Well, it's kind of like that with sundresses. My body has kind of moved into the sundress. It was not cute.
Greg, what was one of the craziest things you said?
It was when I mentioned that I had a trick one night. Steal my ATM card the next morning, and I said it with my stepmom and my stepsister out in our lobby of the studio. That was right there. That is the icing on the cake.
That's amazing. Tamara, do you remember my craziest thing when I said, you guys, we were doing a sex show one night, right? And some guy called in and said his boyfriend didn't like licking his ass, right?
That's right.
Tamara said, well, how's your hygiene? And I go, forget your hygiene. Find out what your boyfriend likes. If he likes Nutella, stick some Nutella up your ass and let him eat it out.
Or dirty dick.
If your boyfriend likes fried chicken, stick a piece of fried chicken up your ass and let him eat it out. I got to tell you, I haven't had more emails from that quote ever from any other show from when I said that.
Oh, that was so funny. Oh my gosh, Max, it was adorable.
I think that's when I lost the Christian Baptist Church as a sponsor for the show.
If he likes vinegar and cabbage, you stick that up there.
Whatever you like. Do you remember that, Tim?
You were like, yeah, slab it on there. Go in there and have him lick it off.
Nutella.
It was perfect. No, I love our callers. They're amazing. They're so courageous, you know?
See you
call
hot sauce.
I'm all.
Who likes hot sauce?
I think that's Ronan.
Ronan's like jerking off over in the studio. What the
fuck is going on over here tonight?
Well, he's in his happy place.
He gave a big smiley face.
Oh, God. I'm becoming delirious.
Well, this is so sad. He's a happy camper. That we're almost at the ending of this, and we're about to.
Sad.
I know it. Oh, 2 hours flew,
wow,
honey.
Our producers telling us we have to go. Aren't they so much fun, Tamara?
Oh man,
you guys!
And, you know, Dina. Dina, I told Tamara. I said, if you want the night off, you can have it off. She goes, oh no, I want to be off.
Yeah.
All right, nobody.
Wow.
I'm so glad you're here. Well, guys, thank you so much for sharing the 2 hours with us. And it was so much fun.
It was. Thank you. And thank you, Kelly. You were great. Kelly. No.
Kelly has left the studio.
He's with Ronan.
Kelly's with Ronan. Kelly, that's what you get for being unprofessional.
He thought Ronan might need some help.
Well, you know what? We want to thank you guys for coming on Max and Friends too, Dina and Greg. And I guess we're going to sign off on our own. So you guys, unfortunately, it's time to say goodbye to each other. But Tamara, don't go anywhere because we're going to finish our show, and Dina and Greg are going to finish their show on our own respective channels, 1 and 2. And this is one of the best shows I've ever had, too, you guys. So it's been a lot of fun.
Thank
you. Likewise. Thank you, guys.
Have a great night, you two beautiful people.
You two have a wonderful new year and everything that had happened. And Dina, we're going to work on getting those boobs for you for free.
God, I love you.
I'm not kidding.
I know.
For free. It's going to be part of the musical.
I will spread the word like herpes.
Super, Max. Thank you.
Good night, y'all.
Good night.
Good night.
Tamara, we're not going.
Oh, my God. That was such a fun night.
Oh, I hope everyone is still listening because that was well worth it, I hope. It was so
enjoyable.
Or you could have just been annoyed because there was so much laughter.
No, I think that's what we love so much is just having, you know, having fun in the studios. And we hope that you guys like that, too. I mean, that's just what we like to do. And thank you for listening. And we're really excited that Max and Tamara came in. And yeah.
More minutes, right?
We do, yeah.
Just
we
making
do.
Sure. Is there anything that you wanted to add, Dina, to this?
I guess I'm just really grateful for this last decade and you know, for personally, I know that I've grown a lot and changed a lot and obviously I started transitioning in the last decade and made a lot of life changes and they've been amazing.
Well, just to say it out loud, where were you in the year 2000 as the decade was beginning?
I had just moved back from New York City to Dallas, and this is going to get really downer, but my father had passed away just right before that, and it was a shitty time. It was just not fun, and turned out, you know, it was really hard. And so to have that growth from starting the decade at millennium, for that fact, you know, at a very, very low point and a very, very unhappy point to be where I am right now is gorgeous and amazing. How about you?
I was also at a pretty low point. I was at University of Wisconsin, and I still loving life, and I had a beautiful group of friends who I still keep in contact, and with the Halfpennies calling in, and I've known Bree since then. But huge, like a hard bottom, and then as soon as the year started, that's when I declared I'd move to Vegas, and that summer I studied in Cuba, and it has been just, I'm here. I wasn't even out of the closet in 2000. So the fact that I'm here now with you and all of our history over the last 5 years is fantastic. And
aww.
And it makes me warm and fuzzy inside, you stupid bitch.
I'm warm and fuzzy now because I forgot to shave the other night. But thank you.
As for Dina and I, look forward to a crazy year. A really
exciting year.
It's going to be a journey with the two of us. So keep
following us. And
apparently
I'm getting boobs.
And yeah, now you're getting boobs. But it is going to be a journey. And it's going to be some ups and downs. We know it is as we're looking in the future. But we've got my birthday in the first weekend of March in Catalina.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to update everything this week on that, finally. So if you are interested, you're definitely welcome to join us on that.
And we're looking forward to giving this amazing, amazing giveaway at the end of the summer. It's going to be huge. It's going to be amazing. We'll tell you more about it in the near future. But keep listening because it's going to be hella good, bitches.
We have just begun.
We do. So. We've got 1 minute. And I would like to ask you guys to visit our website. It's DinaAndGregShow.com. Dina, DinaAndGregShow.com for all of our Latin listeners. And we're really excited. We're looking forward to an amazing year. And hope you guys just come along with us and have a good time with us. And who's coming in the studio next week?
Next week, it is Joel Bryant and his beautiful wife,
Devin Green. We are so a Twitter.
It's going to be a similar show. A lot of laughter. Call in. Those two, check out BettyBowers.com and check out DevinGreen.com to get a preview of what you're going to see here when they're listening with your eyes. When they're here in the studio. It's going to be crazy.
And thank you guys so much for listening. I'm Dina Martinez.
I'm Greg Potter.
And you're on the Dina and Greg Show. Have a good evening.
We love you. Bye.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.